Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, happy Friday morning, and glad you're with us today. It is day three of the Schumer shutdown. And I'm looking at a live picture of the Capitol this morning, and the lights are still on. So I don't know, like a lot of people, I really haven't noticed that the government is shut down. Lots of caterwauling going on up in Washington, D.C. So that is that's basically the gist of what's going on. Let's see. Let me see if I have this all in order. Kim St. Ange is off. Dan Buck is off. Scott Jagow, nice enough to help us out this morning, my friend. Thank you very much. Ethan Bright is in here running the board, of course, and we're going to get to Sue Thomas here shortly with any traffic problems that might develop on your Friday morning. I apologize. I woke up a little bit congested this morning. I had a busy day yesterday. So my daughter's in a musical at her high school. They had opening night last night, so I was there till 10 o'clock. And then had to get up, obviously, for work at my normal time this morning. And that's kind of thrown me off a little bit.
Yeah. I know that feeling. I was up pretty late myself.
that lack of sleep. Were you up watching football? Were you watching Thursday night football?
I was watching football, but there was another event that I attended an event yesterday, which I will get to in Scott on the Spot.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's good. So we're keeping an eye on what's going on there. You know, did you hear the story? The most interesting story I heard yesterday, and got to be honest with you, I was pretty happy to hear it, because remember when Joe Biden opened up the southern border, and you know, ICE was just overwhelmed. I mean, they didn't have enough people to handle the onslaught of folks that were trying to illegally break into our country. And Joe Biden's administration could care less when the whole thing was going on. But what irritated me about that is that these pro illegal groups got together and they sent people across the border, attorneys, to prep people who were getting ready to break into our country, to coach them on what to say to make sure they got a chance at a hearing on amnesty, or, you know, to declare themselves a refugee, or whatever it was. So they were assisting criminals in breaking into our country. I remember that specifically, and I thought to myself, why isn't somebody investigating that? Why aren't we cracking down on that? That seems ridiculous to me that we're allowing that to go on. They're basically accommodating criminals. But, of course, the Biden administration did nothing, and they encouraged that sort of activity, which is just absolutely maddening to me. And it kept going on. Well, here's the deal. So here we are today. Fast forward. There's a new sheriff in town. And yesterday, the administration convinced the folks at Apple to take down an app off their platform that was allowing people to track ICE officers as they went out to do their jobs. Think about how outrageous that is, and think about the risk at which it puts our law enforcement. honestly. So it would be no different than there being an app on you how to you being able to track your police officers in your local district. Let's say you're a drug dealer. That would come in pretty handy, wouldn't it? I don't understand that, but it was it happened, and now they've shut it down, and the app creator is big mad because he can't believe that they did this to him. And other than the fact that the guy who shot up that Dallas ICE facility was active on this app, we know that. And now they're out there and they're shutting it down. And, quite frankly, nothing could make me any happier about the whole thing. So we're going to get to that as one of the stories we're covering this morning. A little later, we're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson about the big government shutdown. I got Joe Greuters with us this morning. He is the new RNC chairman, so we're going to get to him in the 6 o'clock hour. That's fantastic. We're going to end up with Ryan Schmelz joining us before the show is over. We've got our Queen of Hearts drawing. The Chiefs are coming in this morning. And more on Bad Bunny. There's more fallout from this horrible NFL decision to bring in a guy that clearly doesn't like America. And for some reason, the NFL's chosen to give this guy airtime in the most watched sporting event in America. I don't pretend to understand how that could be a thing. I really don't. Hopefully. Maybe their viewership reflects that this year, I would guess. Because anybody that wants to watch the guy can go on YouTube right now and watch him. They don't need to wait till February when the Super Bowl comes around. And yet they're going to try to subject everybody else to this guy dancing around in a dress at the halftime of the Super Bowl. Maybe they can get Colin Kaepernick up there to dance in the background. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what they're after. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The fact of the matter is undocumented people do not and cannot access and be covered by the ACA, Medicaid, Medicare, period. There are dozens of laws in the books that enforce that.
It's a lie. AOC is just the latest one to speak up. And Elizabeth Warren got schooled yesterday by the likes of CBS, because I'll go back and look at the presidential debate from 2020, or they all supported it. Every single one of them supported giving health care to illegal aliens in this country while you pay higher premiums because of Obamacare.
Senator Schumer, can you hear me?
I can't hear.
Senator Schumer, can you hear me? I don't think Senator Schumer can hear me right now. Maybe the government shutdown included audio on Capitol Hill.
CNN couldn't get Chucky. They couldn't get Chucky's audio working, so they wanted to blame the shutdown for it. My guess is Chucky just didn't want to answer the hard questions.
Lita Schumer and myself haven't gotten a single phone call as it relates to a follow-up conversation. We're ready to have that conversation, but we need credible partners on the other side of the aisle.
When do you think Hakeem is going to realize that there's not going to be a phone call? Because you don't negotiate with people making terroristic and ridiculous threats. I hope they don't call it. I hope they just let it dangle out there and see how long the Democrats can take the pain they're inflicting on their own constituents.
How Jasmine Crockett chooses to express herself, I'm like, is that going to help your district in Texas? Aren't you there to find a way to get stuff done as opposed to just being an impediment to what Trump wants? How much work goes into that?
Yeah, it's a good question. Stephen A. Smith kind of calling out Jasmine Crockett, the new face, the new voice of the DNC. I mean, I know personally, I go back and I play her sound every single time I can find it, because she's out there. Crockett is out there all the time trying. First of all, she's big mad about the memes, the videos that Trump has put out with the sombreros. I'm sorry. I mean, what? I guess my biggest question for them would be, What harm is there in that? It's major league trolling. I mean, it really is. It takes trolling to a new level. I saw one yesterday where President Trump's sitting behind his desk in the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, and Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries are sitting in front of him, and he's got Trump 2028 hats, and he flips them toward them, and they land on their head, so you see the Trump 2028. I mean, whoever's producing them, it's classic. It's beautiful. It doesn't mean anything. It's poking the bear. The president is taunting his political opponents here to come back. If they're going to come back to the table, they better come back with something realistic. Or we'll just leave this thing shut down, the president said yesterday, and we'll invite Mr. Russ Vogt over, oh, who, by the way, wrote your dreaded Project 2025 that you're so worried about. And we'll start looking at that a little closer and see what we might be able to shut down while you've shut down the government. Because it's not the Republicans that shut it down. All the Republicans voted to keep it open. Only the Democrats voted to shut it down. That's what they have to own, and that's what they hate about this whole thing. At the end of the day, that's really what this kind of gets down to. All right, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this ICE app that lets you track Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers based on sightings. It's like Waze or something. You can report when you've seen an ICE truck, and you can warn people in certain neighborhoods that there might be activity going on. It's really, from the perspective of putting our law enforcement officers at risk, it's ridiculous, because the guy that shot up that ICE detention facility was using this app. We're going to talk more about that when we come back right after our national anthem. Sorry about that. Sorry to keep you on hold there for just a moment with the bump music. I was a little behind the scenes radio here. I was texting with Congressman Bob Onder just a few minutes ago. He had reached out to me, so he's up early. I don't know if he's in Washington, D.C. I assume that he is at this point. So that's interesting. We'll be talking with Congressman Eric Burleson, in fact, a little later as well. And they're all talking about this shutdown, this government shutdown, the impact, how long it's going to last. And we'll get to all that for you coming up here in just a few minutes. I heard this bite today. Actually, I guess it happened last night from Tom Holman. And this was Tom Holman's reaction to these ICE apps that are tracking our ICE officers. Here's the thing. I use the Waze app. Do you use the Waze app at all, Ethan?
Not really. If we go on a trip, my wife always uses Google Maps.
Well,
I have used it.
The reason the Waze ever came onto my radar to begin with was I was looking for an app that would be proactive in warning me when there were traffic problems, right? And Waze is really good about that. If you're using that app to plan your route and there's a construction problem or an accident somewhere, it will actually reroute you off the interstate before you get there and take you an alternate route to get around this, particularly if you're not in the St. Louis area. Let's say you're traveling for a trip and you don't know the roads. That's really handy. The other thing that Waze does is it allows its users to report when police are running radar, right? So some people might use it to slow down, and in that case, it probably maybe controls traffic a little bit. I don't know. But the app doesn't – the fact that it does that doesn't put the officers' lives in danger, because the point of it is not to target the police officers, just to warn you that there's an officer up ahead somewhere. This ICE app is something completely different, and it warns. It's designed for people who are, I guess, here illegally and afraid that ICE is going to come and arrest them for breaking the law. Cry me a river. Here's Tom Holman on it yesterday.
I think he took it down because what Pam Bondi said, they're going to investigate these people who put these apps up, because it puts law enforcement at great risk.
Yeah, it does put law enforcement at great risk, as we saw in Dallas. The guy that shot up Dallas down there was using this app. Here's Nancy Larson. She's the acting U.S. attorney in that district.
Well, I think that it does put law enforcement officers in danger. I think that's clear. We have evidence in this case involving this sniper that he was active on that app. Now, in my district, in the last 2 months, we had a major attack on an ICE facility in Alvarado, Texas. And now we had this sniper spraying bullets, injuring and killing people just Wednesday. So I do think that having the app out there live and active is problematic for law enforcement. And although the producer of the app is basically saying that it's legal, perhaps it is. I haven't looked into it, but assuming that it is, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should if you see that it's having deleterious effects, very fatal effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Like, why would you not look into this? The app creator who clearly makes money when people download this, apparently he's had like a million downloads or something crazy like that. Why else would you need to download an ICE tracker if not to target potentially or avoid that? Why else would you do that? So they did do that. And she said, listen, here's the maddening thing about it. You've got people like J.B. Pritzker over here in Illinois going in front of a microphone and referring to members of U.S. law enforcement as jack-booted thugs. A clear reference to Nazi Germany. I mean, this is the image they try to create all the time as they ramp up their rhetoric and they set off some of the crazies in their community who suddenly say, well, if the governor thinks this federal law enforcement officer is a threat to me or my family, I'm going to go out and shoot them. So lo and behold, this guy creates an app to allow you to track them so you could carry out your ill intent. And it very much puts at danger the lives of our members of law enforcement. And I'm happy they took the action. Here's the other thing Nancy Larson said about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These agents were under rapid fire. They went into a firefight with bullets flying at them to rescue the people that were in their custody. These are not Gestapo members. These are people that are sworn to uphold the laws of the United States and to protect the people in the United States and to protect the people in their custody. And they clearly did that.
Yeah. Very clearly did that. They have evidence of it. I'm sure there'll be a lawsuit. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, they've at least taken that threat to our law enforcement off the table for now, for the crazies out there. Coming up, we're going to get to Scott on the spot. Scott Jagow sitting in with us this morning for Dan Buck, who's sitting in for Kim St. Ange. We'll be back in just a minute.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, last night was the world premiere of the movie Soul on Fire, which is the story of John O'Leary, the motivational speaker. I'm sure most people have heard this story. He was burned badly, 100% of his body when he was 9 years old. His fingers were taken, but he somehow survived. And part of the reason he survived probably is Jack Buck, who visited him in the hospital for like 60 straight days. And it's a very inspirational story. There were a couple of different premieres going on last night. I went to one of them, and we had some other people at the other one. So we got a chance. William H. Macy was here in town. Oh, yeah. And John Corbett. So let me hear a little bit of sound from William H. Macy talking about playing Jack Buck.
We talk about heroes a lot. I find him, I never got to meet him. I find him endlessly fascinating. That he did all these lovely altruistic things quietly, silently. Nobody knew about them. Since this film started shooting, people are coming forward all the time telling more and more stories about Jack Buck and how he helped, how he showed up.
So, yeah, but he was... he learned a lot about Jack Buck before playing the role. And if you watch the movie, which I did last night, it's incredible. It's uncanny how good William H. Macy is. I mean, he's always good.
He's a great
actor.
He
is Jack Buck. In the
really?
Movie. I mean, I never met him, but I've seen lots of video.
Like the voice,
he looks,
inflections,
sounds,
and everything?
It's, yes. It's crazy. And actually, Stu McMillan, our colleague over at KMOX, he was on the set when they were filming the movie a few months ago. And he got a chance. The producers came up to him and they asked him, hey, would Jack Buck have headphones on? They asked Stu to give them insight. And he said no, because he had heard, he had learned that Jack Buck didn't like wearing headphones and didn't usually wear them for the broadcasts. So in the movie, Jack Buck is on the mic and he's not wearing headphones. And that is Stuart McMillan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Producer credit, man.
I'll have to ask Stuart about that, because yeah. Stuart's young enough that I don't think
he wouldn't have
been around when that happened.
He wouldn't have.
Now, certainly not working
but
here.
But he knows
sure.
a lot about radio history,
yeah.
And he knows about Jack Buck. And he's like, no, I'm pretty sure Jack did not wear headphones most of the time. So anyway, that's a little story that I think is funny.
So I enlighten me here. How old was Jack Buck when this happened?
Well, he had to be, he was 77 when he passed away in 2002. So it would have been about 15 years before that. So he would have been around 60-ish.
Okay, 60-ish. All
because right. The incident happened in 1987. When John O'Leary was 9. And it's just, it's a little bit, to be a movie reviewer, it's a little Hallmarky. The movie's definitely a little Hallmarky, Hallmark type, you know, sentimentality.
Sure.
But it's an inspirational story. I mean, the guy lost his fingers and he plays piano on stage now.
Wow.
When he does his, you know, he's a motivational speaker.
Uh-huh.
And he's spoken to the Cardinals, huge groups at amphitheaters and other places in town, and he usually plays the piano and he has no fingers.
I should be able to remember this. I know I've talked to him before. I can't remember if we had him on this show. I know he was on Reardon's show promoting this when it first happened, when they first announced they were going to make the movie.
a few years ago.
The other thing that's noticeable is clearly they are trying to promote St. Louis through this movie. I mean, it is St. Louis throughout. I don't know how many shots of the arch, many shots of the arch throughout the movie, places you'd recognize throughout the movie, and it was all shot here. So it has a very authentic feel in terms of place. Speaking of that, do you know who actor John Corbett is?
I think so.
I'm sure you do. He's, first of all, I've met him before. He's a huge man. He's like 6'7" or something. He's married to Bo Derek, by the way. I met both of them actually at a racetrack because they're big horse racing people.
He's married to Bo Derek?
He is. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, he's a good-looking dude himself, so.
Yeah.
I don't find that surprising.
Yeah, I know who he is. Now that I see his face, I knew exactly. I couldn't put a name to the face. Northern Exposure
in the 90s. Wasn't that his big thing?
Northern Exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he was in town yesterday too, and I'm going to play a cut from him because he said he walked around the city for hours.
And I just shot photographs of all the architecture here. Whoever built this city, I don't know where they learned these skills, but it's got some amazing architecture. So I just love the city. I want to see it come back because as I was walking around for 2 hours, I saw about 100 people in the streets. I want to see this. I want to see these stores open back up. I want to see people walking around. Everybody seems to be having fun. But this city, like a lot of cities, I'm from Wheeling, West Virginia. It's kind of got the same vibe. A lot of downtowns boarded up. We got to figure out how to get businesses back in.
Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, and if you were wandering around downtown yesterday, you probably could have seen John Corbett.
So does he play the adult role?
He plays the father.
Oh, he plays the dad.
Of John O'Leary.
Okay.
Who ended up passing away from Parkinson's disease. He actually, the movie is dedicated to him. But John does a great job. I mean, there's some good acting in the movie. Again, the place, you can just feel St. Louis. So I think people will enjoy it. It's sentimental, but it's an inspirational story. The guy is very impressive. I mean, it was remarkable, and a true fact that happened was when he was in the hospital, there was a nurse who told him every single day that he was going to walk again. And he eventually did. And then at one of his speeches, many years later, this nurse showed up. And it was a really touching moment where he hadn't seen him in like 20 years. And he remembered his voice. And then Jack Buck, in order to encourage John to write, because he had stopped writing and he liked writing, he got all the Cardinals to sign a baseball individually. So like the first one was Ozzie Smith. And then Jack Buck wrote a note that said, if you want a second baseball, you have to write a thank you note to Ozzie Smith. And then he got the second baseball, whoever it was. And if you want a third baseball, you have to write a thank you note. And that's how he got John to get back into writing. And it's just a wonderful story.
I'm going to have to see it now that I've actually pulled up a picture here and seen William H. Macy with the white hair playing Jack Buck. I've got to hear how he does that role, because the last role I saw him in was Shameless.
Oh,
and what a drug-addled mess he is in that
He's
show.
He's an incredible actor.
And
he
then
really
to see
is.
Him come back and play the great Jack Buck.
Well,
he's smaller in stature than Buck, too. So
he definitely is a smaller guy. I mean, up next to John Corbett, I can't imagine, because I've seen Corbett in person. He's like 6'7". So, Macy does have a little bit of history with playing a broadcaster, because he played the radio 1930s radio broadcaster in Seabiscuit.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a great little role.
I do remember that. Yeah, that's great. Hopefully people have a chance to see that. Soul on Fire is the name of the movie. So is it only in theaters right now? I'm assuming this is not a streaming thing, right?
No, it's going to be in theaters. The premiere was yesterday, but it's next Friday.
Okay.
It'll be a nationwide release. Sony's they're the company that put it out.
Yeah.
So next Friday it opens nationwide.
Well, I mean, we're kind of focusing on the Buck character, but I mean, if you were fortunate, everybody remembers him. I worked in the same building as he did, and I used to see him all the time when I worked at Channel 4 years ago. And you just, you look back on that and you think, I didn't appreciate those opportunities enough. I only had a couple of chances to talk to him. One was across the street from where we are right now at the library over here, the city library, when he wrote a book. And it was, one, I guess, one of his last books. And he was over there. He had a book signing at the library across the street. And Channel 4 sent me down there to grab what we would call a VOSAT video and a soundbite with Jack Buck. And I got to interview him, and he signed a book for me. And it was just a fantastic guy. Just as down to earth as anybody you've ever met.
I've heard so many stories about how good of a human being he was, and it reminds me, the other another person that kind of intersected with my life that everyone tells the same thing about, that just an incredible human being, was Dean Smith, the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Yeah,
you know, Coach Michael Jordan and
the four corner stall. Dean
corners,
Smith,
yeah.
I know exactly who he is.
Yeah. I got a chance to interview him on a regular basis because I went to Chapel Hill and I was there at that time. And the stories were just legendary. The man, he cared so much for his players.
Yep.
And I hear the same sort of thing about Jack Buck and how much he cared about people. And he didn't want any attention. He didn't want people to know that he was going to see this kid in the hospital. And he just called him kid, you know.
Right.
Kid.
Hey, kid.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can hear him. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, just hearing those stories, hearing Tom Ackerman talk about how he mentored him and kind of took him under his wing all those years ago.
And Ackerman was there yesterday at the
premiere. Was he?
He was the one that actually grabbed those interviews.
That's great. Fantastic stuff. Somebody that knew him personally. Thank you, Scott. Very enlightening there. Well, I've definitely, that's on my radar now to go see A Soul on Fire when it comes out, I guess, next Friday, a week from today. All right, good stuff. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the government shutdown, which is ongoing, and I don't know that anything changes this week. My day is set at 10. Do you have any thoughts on that, Scott Jagow? Yesterday, Dan Buck said he thinks it's going to go 17 days.
Oh,
I said
okay.
I think it's going to go 10 days. All depends on how much pain the Democrats can take. You have a
so the over-under is somewhere around 13.5.
Something like that, if you're a betting man. Are you with the over or the under?
I'll go over.
Okay. All right. So they're all thinking it's going to last longer than I do. I think the political chickens are going to come home to roost here at some point.
We'll probably right, though.
We'll talk more about it when we come back.
All right, just back here, you know, I was thinking about this, Scott Jagow, because I saw that we did a great interview on this yesterday on the Reardon Show, but this addition of trips, direct flights to London, have you seen this from British Airways?
No.
Isn't that, so they just announced they're going to do flights from directly from Lambert to London again for the first time in, I don't know, 20 years?
Wow.
Like, it's been a long time. And I think as St. Louisans, we need to wholly support this because
yes.
St. Louis has been an island since TWA left us all those years ago as a hub. Since we're no longer a hub, you've got to fly here before you can get there.
Right. Most cities,
a pain in the butt. Like, I just got back from a great few days over in Europe. And, of course, I had to fly from here to Detroit and have a little layover to fly from straight from Detroit to, on the way there, Paris. And on the way back, we flew from Amsterdam back to Detroit.
Hmm.
How convenient would it be just to be able to drive out to Lambert, park your car, get on the plane, and fly directly to, well, you can already fly directly to Frankfurt. Lufthansa does
right.
that 3 days a week. This British Airways deal, I was reading a little bit more about it. The airport had to throw in some incentives to get them to do it, but they clearly wouldn't have done it if they didn't think the demand was there. They're going to offer these flights 4 days a week. And if I read the story correctly yesterday, starting, I think you can book them starting today. And they were going to have prices as low as like $5.99 to book a flight from here to London. That's a fantastic deal. Now, obviously, you're flying coach.
Sure.
And you're going to be squished up against the guy next to you or the lady next to you, and you probably won't get much sleep. But I'm guessing that's probably a 9-hour flight, roughly?
Yeah, about. It's April 19th is when it starts.
The flights start. Mm-hmm. But I think you can start booking them today. I think I read that anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I'm thrilled. I don't know if there's – well, obviously we have the crime issue, and obviously we have the earnings tax issue. But I would say this is in the top three or four reasons why the St. Louis area has impediments to attracting new Fortune 500 companies to relocate here or to expand if they are here. Because those C-suite employees don't like if they don't have a private jet with their company, they do not like having to connect. They prefer to have their business based where there's a hub, where they can fly directly to, you know, international locations. And fortunately, you know, you can do that now. You can fly to Frankfurt. Pretty soon you'll be able to hop on a flight to London. And if you can get to London or Frankfurt, you can get on a train and go anywhere in Europe.
Sure.
And there's a little bit of extra expense involved there, but still.
No, I love riding the trains in Europe. They get you there so quickly. They run on time. They're fast.
It is a different experience.
It is. I rode one of those ultra high-speed trains.
Oh, once. Really?
Have you been on one of those?
I have
not.
It was
like 300 miles an hour. Yeah, I mean, you can't even see the trees. You can't even tell that there's a landscape.
Where
out
did
there.
You do that?
Germany.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that was many years ago, but those things are amazing.
So the probably the fastest one that I've ridden on was between Rome and Venice. We went to Florence and Venice from Rome, and you know, I mean, I would imagine they were doing, and they weren't Amtrak speeds. They were faster than. an Amtrak train would travel, but I wouldn't think it would be considered a high-speed train. Comfortable, not crowded. Oh, yeah. Now, we didn't get sleeper cars or anything because it was a three-hour trip, but you get to see the countryside. You can relax. You can get some food or a drink
trains.
If you want. I mean,
yeah,
it was
the best way to travel.
They've got that part of it figured out in Europe. The transportation thing around towns. We were in Vienna, and it is a pedestrian-friendly town, a bike-friendly town, for sure, over there. But anyway, I digress. I'm just thrilled that British Airways is going to be here, and I'm looking forward to taking advantage of that opportunity to go have a pint somewhere in London, if I can point that out. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Joe Greuters. He's the new RNC chairman. We're going to find out what he thinks about heading into midterms, maybe the impact this shutdown will have on Republicans' chances of maintaining their majority next fall. All that and more coming up about 6:20. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.